Ah, welcome to Movie Magic.
We would be honored if you would join us.
5, 6, 8.
5, 1,000, 4, 1,000, 3, 1,000.
I am the father.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Are you one of those single tier people?
All the dogs in King's Landing howl through the night.
They cry out for their true queen.
I'm Batman.
Name's Bond. James Bond.
One of them leads to the castle at the center of the labyrinth, and the other one leads to certain death.
Go ahead. Make my day.
He sounds like quite a man.
A passenger has died on the train.
Who gave the order to kill me?
Movie Magic with Colin Gomez, Money FM 89.3.
Commence primary ignition.
This weekend on Movie Magic is all about nuns, the women that dedicate their lives to chastity and prayer for the good of the world. Now, there are good nuns and bad nuns. After all, they are human and can fall between the cracks. Nuns can be strict and sometimes even cruel, but most of them can be inspiring and loving. So with that said, here are some movies which the central focus is on nuns. Now, before I talk about this next movie, you know how people are feeling these days during the pandemic, like suffering in silence and being alone? Well, some might think that nuns who live in isolation or who have taken a vow of silence might be used to this kind of, living. So let's go back in time to the year 1947. Black Narcissus. In this movie, we see the nuns suffer from loneliness and the effects of loneliness. Everyone's performance is great, especially Deborah Carr as Sister Clogard. Now, Hollywood must have really liked her portrayal of a nun, as she played the role of Sister Angela in the movie Heaven Knows Mr. Allison. This is during World War II. An American Marine and an Irish nun are stranded on a South Pacific island. And then they form an unlikely friendship and they find comfort in one another as they hope to be rescued one day. Now, just two actors, and it's wonderfully made with great dialogue. Maybe one day there will be a remake of this 1957 movie. Now, another movie from that era stars another pretty-looking stunning nun. Even her habit can't hide her beauty. Audrey Hepburn plays a Belgian nun named Sister Luke in the 1959 movie The Nun's Story. It is inspired by the true story of a Belgian nun named Marie-Louise Habits, who, like most nuns, fully accepts the sacrifices required of her vows. However, she struggles with her devotion to her vows during a crisis and when she was disappointed with something. You see, it's during the Nazi occupation of Belgium in World War II, and this film explores her religious feelings and the impact of the war. Now, I know Audrey Hepburn is not known for this movie, but she delivers one of her best performances, as always. She's the strong-willed and fiercely independent nun. Now, to play the role of a strong-willed and independent nun, Mother Teresa, nobody could fit the role perfectly than Olivia Hussey, who played the role of Mary, Mother of Jesus, in Jesus of Nazareth, the mini-TV series. And you can get that on DVD and Blu-ray nowadays. Of course, there's more to Mother Teresa if you read her bio, but if you want to have a quick knowledge of this Russian nun who moved to India and how she started her ministry there, helping the poor and less fortunate, then watch this 2003 movie. By the way, Olivia Hussey was in Michael Jackson's music video. I'll tell you all about it a little later on during the show. Now, there's another nun that whips around in a Vespa scooter. Who is she? All will be revealed right after this.
Dominique, nique, nique, s'en allait tout simplement, routier, pauvre et chantant. En tout chemin, en tout lieu, il ne parle que du bon Dieu, il ne parle que du bon Dieu. À l'époque où Jean sans terre d'Angleterre était le roi, Dominique, notre père, combattit les albigeois. Dominique, nique, nique, s'en allait tout simplement, routier, pauvre et chantant. En tout chemin, en tout lieu, il ne parle que du bon Dieu, il ne parle que du bon Dieu. Certains jours, un hérétique par des ronces le conduit, mais notre père Dominique par sa joie le convertit. Dominique, nique, nique, s'en allait tout simplement, routier, pauvre et chantant.
en tout chemin, en tout lieu, il ne parle que du bon Dieu, il ne parle que du bon Dieu. Ni chameau, ni diligence, il parcourt l'Europe à pied, Scandinavie ou Provence, dans la sainte pauvreté. Dominique et Nicanique s'en allait tout simplement, routier, pauvre et chantant. En tout chemin, en tout lieu, il ne parle que du bon Dieu, il ne parle que du bon Dieu. Enflamma de toute école, fils et garçons pleins d'ardeur, et pour semer la parole, inventa les frères prêcheurs. Dominique et Nicanique s'en allaient tout simplement, routier, pauvre et chantant. En tout chemin, en tout lieu, il ne parle que du bon Dieu, il ne parle que du bon Dieu. Chez Dominique et ses frères, le pain s'en vint à manquer, et deux anges se présentèrent portant de grands pains dorés. Dominique et Nicanique s'en allaient tout simplement, routier, pauvre et chantant. En tout chemin, en tout lieu, il ne parle que du bon Dieu, il ne parle que du bon Dieu. Dominique vit en rêve les prêcheurs du monde entier, sous le manteau de la Vierge en grand nombre rassemblés. Dominique et Nicanique s'en allaient tout simplement, routier, pauvre et chantant. En tout chemin, en tout lieu, il ne parle que du bon Dieu, il ne parle que du bon Dieu. Dominique, mon bon père, garde-nous simples et gais, pour annoncer à nos frères la vie et la vérité. Dominique et Nicanique s'en allaient tout simplement, routier, pauvre et chantant. En tout chemin, en tout lieu, il ne parle que du bon Dieu, il ne parle que du bon Dieu.
Now, the song's in French, and I don't know what it means, but I still love it as it's very catchy. That was the original, but the English version was featured in The Singing Nun. It's a story about a Belgian nun, Sister Anne, and she is sent to another order. When Father Clementi hears her uplifting singing style, he takes her to a talent contest. Suddenly, Sister Anne is signed to a record deal and everyone is listening to her light-hearted songs. However, she's unprepared for her newfound fame and what follows. This is an inspiring movie based on the true story of Jeannie Deckers. However, the true story of this nun is sad and dark. Hollywood just glamorized it. Debbie Reynolds plays Sister Anne and gives one of her best performances of her career, showing off her singing skills as she's introduced in the Ed Sullivan Show that launched the career of the Beatles in the US. It is a simple movie, but it is very entertaining and uplifting. I remember I was very young when my mother took me to watch this movie. I'm Colin Gomez, and this is Movie Magic on Money FM 89.3, and I'm featuring movies about nuns today. The movie Doubt was nominated for several Academy Awards, not only because of the stellar performances by Meryl Streep, Viola Davis, Amy Adams, and Philip Seymour Hoffman, but also because of the direction of the movie. It provokes us with questions of morality and ethics. Now, in the movie, Sister James shares with Sister Aloysius, who is the headmaster of a Catholic school, about the suspicion that Father Flynn, who's a charismatic priest, is paying too much personal attention to a student. So Sister Aloysius investigates and goes on a personal quest to remove Father Flynn from the school. This movie made me want to switch sides every now and then. It is so well directed. Ida, or is it Ida? It depends on which part of the world you're from. Anyway, Ida is a 2013 movie filmed in black and white to give it that nostalgic feel, as well as to help create a dark and somber atmosphere that fits the story. This is a Polish masterpiece directed by Paweł Polskowski, so you'd have to read the subtitles if you don't understand Polish. It follows a Polish novice nun who goes by the name of Anna. Now, before she takes her vows, however, she is encouraged to meet up with her only relative, her aunt Wanda. She then discovers a dark family secret dating back to the years of the German occupation. It is not only well directed, but it has great cinematography. And it has something to do with two different faiths. I'm not going to tell you which are the two faiths, as that would be a spoiler. Now, there's a lot of silence and staring at each other in this movie, which makes it thought-provoking.
Movie Magic with Colin Gomez, Money FM 89.3.
Another foreign language movie about nuns is Les Innocents. Now, by the title, you might have guessed it's in French. Well, it's in three different languages: French, Polish, and Russian. The year is 1945. The place, Poland. A young French Red Cross doctor is sent to assist the survivors of the German camps. There he discovers several nuns in advanced stages of pregnancy during a visit to a nearby convent. It's based on true events, and it's a powerful film, and it portrays the ugly side and horrors of war. Well, come to think of it, war has only one side, which is ugly and horrific. Now, although the war was over, the nuns still had to deal with the aftermath in secrecy because, you know, they were pregnant. Now, can you imagine how these nuns were feeling over something that they couldn't control? They must have felt ashamed. Imagine the trauma. The storytelling is great, as well as the performances. And speaking of pregnant nuns, what a good segue to talk about the movie Agnes of God. When this movie was first released, I remember watching it at Orchard Theatre, and I was taken aback. Was this a case of virgin pregnancy? It's about a naive novice nun. She's discovered with her dead newborn while she's living in a convent. All along, she managed to hide her pregnancy from the rest. So it is suspected that she gave birth to the child and murdered it right after. Because she does not remember what happened, a court-appointed psychiatrist played by Jane Fonda investigates her case. It is an intense film with incredible dialogue and beautiful cinematography, but most of all, my friends and I were discussing it long before the movie was over. Now, if you haven't watched this 1985 movie yet, I suggest that you do with a group of friends, as right after the movie is over, you'll be in a discussion as well.
Movie Magic with Colin Gomez, Money FM 89.3.
Now, there are some supernatural movies about nuns, and I won't go there because if you've been following Movie Magic, you probably know that I don't like watching supernatural movies. I don't mind horror thriller movies, but not supernatural. So I won't recommend any here. Instead, let's go with movies about nuns that are lighthearted and funny. Now, I have a couple in mind, but earlier I mentioned about Olivia Hussey being in a Michael Jackson music video, but I didn't mention which one. Well, it's a music video that features a lot of big names in the entertainment industry. Olivia Hussey was one of them. The song? Michael Jackson's Liberian Girl.
Do you love me? And he says so earnestly, I love you.
It's movies about nuns here on this episode of Movie Magic. Now, The Trouble with Angels is a 1966 comedy about two high-spirited young students, Mary and Rochelle, and they're studying at St. Francis Academy for Girls. You know, like the girls in CHIJ or Casey or St. Anthony's Convent. These two girls cause a lot of trouble, and the mother superior and staff are challenged in a few ways. Now, although it's a movie made in the 60s, the mischiefs can be repeated today. It has an interesting score as well, composed by Jerry Goldsmith. Now, The Sound of Music. Now, you should know what this movie is all about. And although it doesn't feature any nuns in their habits, it's about a young woman named Maria who is failing in her attempts to become a nun. Winner of 5 Academy Awards, this is a classic musical with amazing, memorable songs. Julie Andrews' performance is just amazing. Now, this is a feel-good movie. It makes you want to, you know, run up a hill and sing and twirl and dance. And speaking about singing and dancing, a funny nun movie which has an awesome soundtrack is Sister Act and Sister Act 2, Back in the Habit. Now, these two movies are my favorite nun films. It's funny and you can watch them more than once as the years go by. It just brings joy and happiness, something that we all need these days. And with that happy note, I'm going to play you a track from Sister Act. Oh, wait, hold on. By the way, did you know that there's Sister Act 3 coming soon? I heard it's going to be on Disney Plus, and I can't wait for that to happen. I'm Colin Gomez, and this has been Movie Magic, a special on nuns, on Money FM 89.3.
Touched my heart.